cut the cheese. It's time to go back to the 70s. I am your Prophet Rand host, Darian. In just 60 seconds, let's go on back to Sunday, May 14th, 1972.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
I'm making beef sliders for my friend Sammy. Nana taught me to always pull meat off the grill early, so it's extra juicy.
Use a food thermometer to ensure ground beef is 160 degrees, or you could make people really sick. Sandy didn't think twice about the slider she ate until yoga class, when a nasty case of food poisoning turned her downward-facing dog into upward-moving lunch. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov and learn the steps Maria unwittingly leaves out. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
This fall, movies are better than ever on the ABC Sunday Night Movie. Every week, outstanding movie entertainment on the ABC Sunday Night Movie.
It was Sunday, the 14th of May, in 1972. And on this date, baseball fans may remember, in Willie Mays' first game as the New York Mets, his homer beat the San Francisco Giants 5-4. Merle Haggard was still busy in country music with his number one hit, Grandma Harp. Roberta Flack was killing us softly with her number one hit, Killing Me Softly with his song. In its ninth week of release, The Godfather was once again the number one movie in the country. And that evening at the 24th Emmy Award, the big winner of the night was Carol O'Connor and Gene Stapleton for All in the Family. And that's enough for today, 70s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm going riding on a horse with no name. And visit me tomorrow for another 70s flashback.